Well, as expected, the Australian share market is pulling back for the third consecutive day. On Tuesday, we've got the ASX 200 down by about 0.8%. This is following on from some big losses across American markets last night, which were led lower by as much as 3% due to losses from tech stocks like Apple and also Microsoft. So about 80% of stocks locally are currently under pressure. The worst performer on the ASX 200 is Fletcher Building. The building products company at its AGM provided quite a cautious outlook for the first half of the year due to a slowing property market. So it's down 8.5%. Tech stocks locally are following on from the losses we had from the much larger tech sector in the US. Altium and Afterpay are down by as much as 7%. Now, there are a few standouts today. One of them is A2 Milk, which is up a good 3%. At its AGM in New Zealand today, it said that delivered quite a positive report, basically 40% lift in profit over the course of just 4 months. That seems to be helping Bellamy's, the Tasmania-based infant formula maker, lift by about 3% as well. Another standout is ALS. This is a company that carries out lab work for mining and also other companies as well, and it's delivered a 30% lift in half-year profit. So one of the standouts today. Wesfarmers, well, today is the last day that it's going to be trading with Coles under its umbrella of companies. Tomorrow is when Coles is going to actually split from Wesfarmers. It's a demerger on a one-for-one basis, and that means that all eligible shareholders of Wesfarmers will receive one Coles share for every one Wesfarmers share that that they own at the close of trade today. Now, no actions required from shareholders to receive their shares in Coles, and will be trading under COL at some stage tomorrow. So Wesfarmers likely to come under pressure, of course, on Wednesday. Now, elsewhere, the round seven of the Royal Commission kicked off yesterday. That's continuing. It continues to keep the focus on the banks, which are underperforming today again, falling by as much as 1%, and the Aussie dollar still hovering around 72.9 US cents.